Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA transit officer, seriously wounded during the shootout after the Marathon bombings, launched a blood drive today as a way of saying thanks to people whose donations helped save his life. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports that Transit Officer Richard Donahue feels he got a new lease on life because of heroic efforts by medical teams at Mount Auburn Hospital.
Officer Richard Donahue arrived at Mount Auburn Hospital with a gunshot wound and a severed femoral artery. He'd lost almost all of his blood and continued to bleed out as more was pumped in.
So I needed all I could get. I needed 26 units and then 46 total blood products to keep me alive and get me to where I am today.
He used all of the Mount Auburn blood supply, as well as blood and blood products from three neighboring hospitals.
I don't know who those donors were, I probably never will, but I'm just glad that people took the time and energy to come out and give blood.
As a way to say thank you and give back, he hosted a summer blood drive at the Marriott Hotel in Copley Square, only a block away from where the Marathon bombings took place. Among those donating today, Donahue's boss, MBTA Chief Paul McMillan.
That's why it's so important for people to donate blood on a regular basis. The blood loss was incredible, and the support that we got from the other hospitals and to get that blood to Mount Auburn Hospital was incredible.
The Donahue family plans to make this an annual blood drive every summer. Officer Donahue's mother, Consuela O'Connell Donahue, is a nurse at Tufts Medical Center.
This is a particularly low season for blood donors, and yet it's a season that many accidents occur, and so having a strong blood supply in American Red Cross is really imperative.
One of those donating blood today was Kate Kennedy, a Boston resident who has never donated before. She was one of those marathon runners who didn't get a chance to finish the race this year because of the explosions.
I was thinking about donating blood since the marathons. When I saw the signs today and it said it was for Officer Donahue, it did resonate. So it was really, like, extra important, I guess.
The Red Cross reminds us that the only source of blood is a healthy, volunteer blood donor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.